China. There are more cases on a cruise ship quarantined off Japan.
The operator of the Diamond Princess reporting another 66 infections on board. That's on top of 70 found previously. Spread prompting Japan's health minister to say they're considering testing all these 3,000 plus passengers and crew. That means their 2-week quarantine could be extended.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
If you ever wanted to get away from it all and stay away from it all, plan your next vacation on Quarantine Cruise Lines. You'll be whisked away at sea on a beautiful cruise ship and then locked in your cabin where you'll stay so you don't get infected. You'll receive all the luxuries of a regular cruise. With these few exceptions, you won't be able to leave your cabin. Food service is extremely limited. No stewards will visit your room, make your bed, or clean your room. No one will leave you chocolates on your pillows. And nobody will fold a towel in the shape of a cute little animal. It's one day after another in complete isolation. Quarantine Cruise Lines, now with containment stops all over the world.
Man, being stuck, I can't, on a cruise ship, that is not fun. I was not a big cruise fan.
Being in the cruise industry right now is not fun.
Have you seen the numbers, the stock market numbers of the cruise lines from, like, last Friday? That down 33%.
I imagine they're dropping like a rock. It's,
yeah. Who would go on a cruise right now? Because you can get sick even without the coronavirus on a cruise line.
We've had all kinds of cruises where something went around the ship, and everybody was, in spite of the corona. But I did see something either last night or this morning that they may have found the antivirus for this corona.
Oh, really?
Mm. And if that's the case, you may see some of that stuff bounce back. Couple of minutes past seven.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
We're going to relive last week all over again. Now, if last week was a beautiful week, I'd say sure. But we all know what was going on last week. So today's a warmer day. We're in the low 70s. Risk of showers by this afternoon. I see a lot of rain on the radar. Birmingham, Tuscaloosa, back towards Meridian right now. But the risk of showers and storms become likely, I think, by this evening and tonight across the area. Locally, heavy rainfall amounts are possible. Periods of showers and storms continue tomorrow, mid-70s. We'll be in the upper 70s Wednesday with the risk of showers and thunderstorms just about any time, daytime. But showers and storms becoming likely Wednesday night and through part of the day Thursday. Some of those storms strong, possibly severe, just like last Wednesday night. It could be an all-night event again. Carbon copy. Tornadoes can't be ruled out. And we're looking at falling temperatures during today, Thursday, as the rain chance continues, windy and colder Friday. Does any of that sound familiar? It's exactly how it unfolded last week. And potentially significant rainfall amounts in the week ahead across Alabama, some places more than others. For instance, parts of North Alabama could see 5 to 8 inches of rain in the coming week.
Wow.
Right now, east winds at 8 miles per hour, cloudy skies, 54 at 7:05.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Remember that annoying commercial? It's my money and I want it now.
Yeah.
It seemed like it was on TV every 10 minutes. Well, we have kind of the animal version of that. It's a doggy who wants water in his bowl, and he means right now.
Get out of your water dish. I see that it's empty.
I watched this yesterday.
I will refill it.
Beautiful dog, by the way.
Get out of your water dish. You've made your point. All right. Tell everybody how neglected you are.
And for the rest of the story, stay tuned for animal stories. There's
look
a bunch.
At that dog.
Is that the? Yeah, it's a husky. Yeah, it's a beautiful dog.
Good
beautiful dog.
Dog.
He certainly is precious. It is 7:06. Random Facts with J. Scott coming up. We already have our first convoluted intro ready to go.
Fantastic. Wonderful.
In the meantime, Montgomery Peyton Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. All this rain, man. After last week, the wrecks, especially in the afternoon, we're going to be going through it again this week. Now, sometimes you're the victim, and it's somebody else's recklessness that causes your car to be damaged. Either way, it's never fun. It's a bureaucratic hassle, reports, and all the rest of it, being interviewed by insurance folks who aren't necessarily always real nice when you've got an accident claim. At the end of it all, what you deserve is a car that looks as good as new, maybe better. Montgomery Paint and Body understands that, and that's why for over 3.5 decades, they have made every possible effort to restore a car to the look that it had the day it came off the assembly line. Their work is the best. They want to see your jaw drop. They want to see your eyes widen when you see your car for the first time after it's been in their capable hands. It's not just state-of-the-art facilities. It's not just really talented people who are the best at what they do. It's that Turner family, due diligence, that Turner family business ethic that makes sure that each and every outcome is above and beyond to whatever extent is possible. Remember Montgomery Paint and Body, 27 Rec with the W on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. At 7:07, local news, and then we'll be back with Random Facts.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A man is in police custody after Montgomery police say he shot at officers Saturday night. The suspect then barricaded himself in a Montgomery motel room on Air Base Boulevard. The man was taken into custody around 3 Sunday morning. No injuries were reported. Montgomery fire officials are investigating the first fire fatality of the year. Fire crews were called to a home in the 4,000 block of Ardmore Drive Saturday. Officials say a 67-year-old man died in the fire. The cause of that fire is under investigation. And a man has been arrested in connection to Selma's first homicide of the year. Terry Webster turned himself in to authorities over the weekend. The shooting happened in the 1900 block of Keller Avenue around 1:30 Friday afternoon. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Oh, no. You need a gift for your Valentine, but the store is out of candy and cards. What will you do? There are hundreds of gift ideas at Procrastinator's Gift Shop. Nothing says, I love you, Valentine, like a green hat that says, kiss me. We have Valentine's chocolate rabbits and chocolate Valentine's eggs in lovely pastel gift baskets. Procrastinator's Gift Shop. There's no such thing as last minute.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Valentine's Day right around the corner. Man, this year's already zipping by.
I mean, I'm telling you. And you know what we do at Tucker Pecan at Valentine's? We make these truffles. Ooh, Lord. You talking about good? We'll have red velvet truffles, German chocolate truffles, chocolate truffles. We'll have all kinds of great truffles, a caramel truffle.
If you don't go get some of these truffles, you're going to be in trouble.
Exactly. I mean, they fly off the shelf, and we're going to start making them. And boy, when we start making them, we'll put them in little pretty little containers. And, you know, you can get it for your wife, your girlfriend, your kids, just anybody to show them, thank you, I love you. And that's what we're going to have at Tucker Pecan. And if you want to do some truffles and add a necklace with it, we've got some great jewelry coming in from market. You just got to come see it. And if they don't like truffles, get them some roasted and salted pecans. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4444. Or like us on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Went down to Iowa because he wants to be president. Needed more supporters in his corner, but he didn't make a dent. Because he came across this young man, used to be mayor of Old South Bend, and that boy jumped up on his stump and said, Joe, this is the end. Now, Joe, he probably knew it, but he still had to be told, you can't do it all with Jerry Tall because you're getting kind of old. Now, you got to be a senator and a vice president, too. You had your fun, just quit your run because your time is through. And Joe thought of this caucus might be done with government. I'm getting older, I'll find some shoulders to rub in retirement. Joe, maybe it's time to go, the campaign trail is hard. You got gut punched in Iowa cause you're kind of a blowhard. You wanna win so you can someday be the president, but a second fiddle's the closest you will get.
At first I thought we were just fiddling around.
And now,
I think we were just biding our time waiting for...
Random facts.
Yeah, Biden. I thought of that at the last second.
You know, he's a candidate for in New Hampshire tomorrow.
that's what I heard.
Yeah. He probably won't know what state he's in, though.
Well, that's the toughest question they generally ask. Where are you?
I don't know. You toured around with sticks. Was it hard to figure out where you were sometimes?
I was never on the road that long where I was not sure of where we were. But I know I do have empathy for performers who make those mistakes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jackson Brown used to say that he would look at what phone book is in the room.
I'm not surprised.
To know where he was. Yeah.
Especially when you're playing the medium-sized venues with 4,000 or 5,000 mm-hmm. seats, they all look the same. Right. Yeah. They really do.
Did you know the man who is credited with saving both Apollo 12 and 13 was forced to resign years later while serving as the chief of NASA when Texas Senator Robert Krueger blamed him for $500 million of overspending on what was called Space Station Freedom, which is later what evolved into the International Space Station.
Is this Krantz? Who is it?
No, this is John W. Aaron. Or John W. Aaron.
Ah.
He was a NASA engineer and a flight controller during the Apollo program, widely credited with saving the Apollo 12 mission when it was struck by lightning, mm-hmm. and also played an important role during the Apollo 13 crisis as well.
Wow. And I don't know his name. That's interesting.
Did you know where the term fragging comes from?
Fragging?
Yeah.
Like Fraggle Rock? Or fracking?
No, not fracking. Fragging.
Fragging. What's the definition of fragging?
Fragging comes from the Vietnam War. Soldiers would throw live frag grenades into the quarters of officers that they thought were incompetent. Frag grenade, yeah. Fragging unwanted officers became so common that General Colin Powell, a major at the time, moved his cot every night from 1968 to 1969 to avoid it. There were thousands of fragging threats during the Vietnam War, most of which were never acted on. There were at least 800 confirmed attempts in the Army and Marines. 86 of the officers and sergeants were killed by fragging.
You're just kidding.
And approximately 700 were injured. This is only the documented cases. The true number of fraggings may never be known. Families were not typically made aware of the true nature of their loved one's death.
I had never heard this.
Yeah.
Never heard it.
It's horrible.
Hmm.
Did you know in 2014, a scientist by the name of Michael J. Smith published a study on where it's the most and least painful to get stung by a bee.
All right. Well, having had that mass wasp attack.
Yeah. The most painful he found, now I don't know if he tried these himself, but the most painful that he found was the nostril,
yeah,
the lip, and for men, that other place.
Okay. Yeah. That occurred to me.
The least painful.
Did that happen to you?
No. It didn't occur to me. I thought of it. No, I've never had a bee.
Sorry, I was just having a little fun with the way you put that. Yeah.
So you'd have to be dressed a certain way outside.
You know how to protect yourself? You know how to protect yourself in a situation where you see bees swarming?
Run.
And you don't want to get stuck?
No.
Listen real carefully. If you hear the bee say,
"Let's get nuts!" Then get out.
The least painful places... honestly, I don't think there is a least painful place, but the skull, which, what does that mean? Does that mean on the top of your head?
Maybe.
Because obviously, I mean, your cheek would probably hurt.
I'll tell you what, barefoot, that hurts like hell.
Well, see, it says the middle toe tip.
The middle toe?
That makes sense.
The middle toe tip is least painful, and your arm is least painful.
Okay.
He won an Ig Nobel Prize. I don't know what those are, but
Ig Nobel Prize.
He won an Ig Nobel Prize. I don't know what that is.
It's the opposite of the Nobel.
Okay. The Yes Bell. Did you know?
The Taco Bell.
The carriage that Dorothy rides in The Wizard of Oz was once owned by Abraham Lincoln.
No.
Yes. Yeah. I don't remember where she rides a carriage. Is it towards the end of the film? Or is it in...
Somehow I'm thinking it's in the black and white part before...
I can't remember, yeah.
Isn't she counseled by an older person or something?
Let me open this up and see if I can see what it is.
Is she in there with the lady that plays the Wicked Witch or something?
Oh, she rides it in... Yeah, because see, this is the carriage...
Right.
She apparently rides it while she's in the inside the castle, the Emerald whatever castle.
Emerald Mountain.
Oh, I thought she was out in the back of a carriage with Toto. Mm.
The picture, and I can barely see it, but there's a picture of her in there with the lion and somebody else, and they're inside the Emerald.
But Abraham Lincoln owned it. It's really cool, that kind of history. For instance, you know, Kennedy was... they used the beer.
Yes.
And you know where that's stored? Do you know where that particular
beer? I'm not sure.
It's stored in a the basement of the Capitol building.
JFK's car, and boy, there's so much smoke around the way that was handled. After it was flown back to Washington.
Right.
Windshield glass was changed and stuff. Yeah. Weird stuff. That's now, I believe, in Detroit
at the Henry Ford Museum. Yeah.
Yeah. Our original 1939 horse of a different color carriage from the classic Wizard of Oz film. This horse-drawn carriage was used in literally 199 golden era Hollywood movies, including John Wayne's last film, and forever remembered ferrying Dorothy, Tin Man, Cowardly Lion, and Scarecrow to the Emerald City by the cabbie, Frank Morgan. It is for sale. I could add it to cart right now.
They've got it listed at Jack Ingram Signature Used Carriages.
The under horseless carriages.
They're not kidding. There's a price tag. Right there.
Oh, just under $10 million. So that's the category you should shop.
$9,999,999, yeah.
But you spread that out over...
Another petty... I'll tell you what.
That was funny.
All right, part two of Random Facts coming up. President's Day is a week from today, but the President's Day sale at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings is happening all month long, and that includes today. Everything at Kaiser, everything in stock, marked up to 50% off. That includes recliners. Now, the Entertainment Center was one of those furniture pieces that kind of fell by the wayside as TV screens got ginormous, but they are back to accommodate today's type of home entertainment systems, and they've got those as well. Tables and chairs, accent pieces, complete bedroom suites, in fact, something for every room in your home, all up to 50% off. Kaiser also offers free delivery for all active and retired military. So celebrate President's Day. Add something new to your home with huge savings at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. Buy Weiser, shop Kaiser, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. And by the way, just beyond the 10% tentacles of the Montgomery Tax District, 8.5% is what you pay when you shop Weiser and buy Kaiser. Traffic, and then we're back with part two of Random Facts.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are definitely getting busy out there now, and we've got moderate traffic all around the city on the boulevard. Our heaviest, most congested areas, 231 at Congressman Dickinson, Federal Drive, and Atlanta Highway in Madison into downtown. We've got spotty congestion east-south boulevard in front of Baptist and at the Troy Highway. Taylor Road a little bit busy, I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown. And be advised, if you are traveling southbound on I-65, when you get past the Hope Hall exit, start looking for an accident. Going to be on the interstate in front of you. You'll be able to get by it, but be advised that it's there and watch out for emergency vehicles. We'll keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Rock Titan Joe Bonamassa, live in concert on Thursday, February 13th at the MPAC. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Don't miss your chance to experience the guitar event of the year.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry.
And Holly from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry.
And we are hooping it up for a $99 special at Margaret's this Valentine's Day. We are talking about gold hoops.
You got to get these. You cannot miss this deal.
That's true. No guy can go wrong with this. What an unbelievable gift. And just $99.
She can dress them up. She can dress them down.
$99 Valentine's Special Marguerites. Gold hoops, white, yellow, or rose gold. Coming quick. They're going fast at Marguerites. Thank you.
It's time to show your sweetheart how much you care with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Valentine's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call to 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for your sweetie. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, we hope you enjoyed our halftime show. Now it's time for the second half of
Random Facts.
Did you know President Theodore Roosevelt banned Christmas trees from the White House in 1902?
Why?
To promote environmentalism.
Huh. He was a very interesting guy.
Yeah. Did you know in 1973, the Irish Republican Army, the IRA, hijacked a helicopter, flew to Mountjoy Prison in Dublin, landed in the exercise yard, and helped three volunteers escape. It was dubbed the Escape of the Century, and it made headlines around the world.
Wow. By the way, on the topic of escapes, yesterday came across an article. They have excavated the site where the German POW camp was where they did the Great Escape.
Uh-huh.
And they've excavated the tunnels and everything else, and it's an amazing story to see.
So,
same thing they made that Steve McQueen movie in.
I used to love that movie, but it was actually based on a real thing that happened.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. Him and his baseball glove, remember that?
Yeah.
Did you know that the California DMV only allows the number 69 on your vanity license plate if your car was built in 1969?
Ah, yeah.
Why?
Well, I'll have a talk with you later. You know, but did you ever see, get up in back of a car that and see a license plate that slipped through somehow that they didn't figure out?
Yes.
Yeah, that or I'm just misinterpreting it, you know?
This happened in Illinois. I used to do it on Saturday nights on my show sometimes.
You made license plates?
Vanity plates. Vanity plates that people noticed, and somebody called up and said, Q, 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 Q.
Yeah.
And I'm embarrassed to this day because it took me about 5 minutes to figure it out.
Yeah, that was, there are four of the letter Qs.
Yeah. Four Qs.
Duh.
Duh. Is the sun coming up again this morning, Jay?
It's funny.
Did you know about half of the Lincoln Memorial is hidden underground?
I did. I just saw this on TV over the weekend.
Right. It's marshy ground, and they had to anchor it.
43,800 square foot of basement was built with dozens of concrete columns to support the weight of the marble structure. It is cavernous.
How tall is it?
I don't know.
555 feet.
Oh.
It used to be the tallest stone structure in the world for a long time.
Yeah. The Lincoln Memorial or the Washington Monument?
I'm talking about the Washington Monument. Yeah, yeah, that's right. You're talking about the Lincoln. Because of the ground it was built on?
Yes. Yeah. But they do have this incredible underground complex there. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. This is what you miss when you don't watch Smithsonian.
What?
Smithsonian. Yeah. Easy for you to say. Oh, my goodness.
No, they're
on drugs.
They're thinking of trying to... First off, there's tons of asbestos down there, so they've got to clean that stuff out. But they want to have it. They want to build something and have it opened for the centennial of the monument, the centennial anniversary of the monument.
So you can tour it.
So you can tour it.
There's special tours now.
2022 would be the centennial of the Lincoln Memorial.
By the way, if you ever want a tour of anything in Washington, a special tour, that's why your congressmen and senators are there. They have people that arrange that stuff for you. All you got to do is call them.
Did you know the steam that is iconically shooting out of the streets of New York City that we always see in movies and TV shows comes from the underground New York steam system? Mm-hmm. It's a 105-mile system of pipes that began providing services in 1882.
Yeah.
It uses clean water and still delivers steam to over 2,000 city buildings today.
So under the streets, you have... the telephone lines, you've got water lines, you've got the steam lines, and then below that is the subway.
Subway.
This is amazing what's going on in New York.
And in some instances, you have a subway under that subway.
Right.
Did you know? Virtually every thoroughbred racehorse in existence can be traced back to exactly three sires brought to England in the 17th century.
That's amazing.
The Darley Arabian, the Godolphin Arabian, and the Byerly Turk, I guess is either the breed names or the names of those. I don't know. And finally,
Horsecestry.com.
Did you know that Pizza Hut once delivered a pizza to the summit of Mount Kilimanjaro?
Wow.
That is in the Guinness Book of World Records. Is that for the... Hang on, let me see if that's...
Get up there in 30 minutes or less?
I don't know. The highest altitude pizza delivery on land was achieved by Pizza Hut Africa at the summit of Mount Kilimanjaro. That is 19,347 feet.
Did the guy get a tip?
Yeah, right? Happened in May of...
rise above Olympus like the Serengeti.
It happened in May of 2016. Yeah. It was undertaken to mark the launch of Tanzania's first Pizza Hut.
Wouldn't it be funny with their replacement clause now? If you said it was cold and they need to...
send it back.
Yeah, send it back.
Yeah. Bring me another one. Anyway, those are all of your NFX.
Hey, yeah. Riley Poundstone does more than bring a smelly cheese.
Yeah, he does.
I still want to know. You know, he did not like the meatloaf this morning because he tried to find Limburger to put on it.
No.
And if you're going to try and drown out the smell of something, no. Limburger must be.
I opened the refrigerator to see if Limburger was still in there.
No. I think it got thrown away.
Oh.
So I think it was left out too long, and not that it smells bad.
How do you know when it goes bad?
Exactly.
Starts smelling better, probably.
We tried it out, though, and, Kristen gave it a whiff and a taste.
There's still caviar in the fridge.
There is still caviar in the fridge.
I brought it up. Wiley Poundstone, who has provided these delicacies, just sent me a quick item on license plates, and... a lady was recently rejected. I love tofu. All the letters.
Oh,
together.
I love to F.
And she was denied. Yeah. And that's why.
69.
Now you know. The rest of the story. So I was at Food Outlet yesterday, and it took me a little bit longer to shop because I wasn't there last Sunday because I was at the clinic getting my pneumonia diagnosis. So it was like everybody was so worried. Stopped and chatted with everybody from Danny Patterson on down and bumped into our buddy Austin, a listener who came over and said hello, which is great. And I, you know, barring something like last week, and I'm there every Sunday morning. That's where we do our big weekly grocery shop. Had a little catching up to do yesterday. But when I was picking up a medication, I went to one of the other chain grocery stores, and I did a little comparison shopping, and my jaw hit the ground. I cannot believe what they're asking for meat. It's unreal.
Oh, yeah.
Unreal.
And then when you see a sale sign, and you go, really? That's the sale price?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I always do that because I want to be certain what I'm telling you. But we're talking about dollars per pound difference, dollars per pound, not like a dollar per item, dollars per pound difference on chicken, pork, beef. Get yourself a pork tenderloin. It's one of the easiest meals you can cook. Your family will think you're a superstar. And grab a great sauce or a rub to put on it. Mm-hmm. And it takes about, half hour per pound at 425. And it's one of the moistest meats that you'll ever take out of your oven. It's so good. And at Food Outlet, everything is cost plus 10, so you don't have to clip coupons or worry, because that's the way it's structured. I used to think maybe I'd save an average of, about $10 to $15 a week. I'm going closer to 20 after I shopped yesterday and compared those prices, especially in meat. It's the only place in there you can get bread under a buck, buns for burgers, hot dogs, hamburgers under 80 cents, and all the way around the store. So try it and start saving some real money on your first shop at Food Outlet, Highway 14 in Millbrook, Main Street in the Preferred Community. And I'll see you Sunday morning, God willing. Now I have to add that on Coliseum Boulevard, just north of the Atlanta Highway. Win $10 for free shopping there with the correct answer to today's $10 Food Outlet Pop this question.
All right, earlier in Random Facts, we talked about the film The Wizard of Oz and the horse carriage in there. Who was it? Who was it once owned by? The horse of a different color horse carriage.
272-9228 is the number. 272-9228. We're waiting for you to win right here. 272-9228.
Should be easy. It's somebody we've already mentioned twice.
Alabama Dumpster Service.
Leave your waste in the red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. Count on friendly customer service and competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we're after the 7:30 mark, and we are getting very busy now on I-65 and 85 into downtown Montgomery, seeing some of those early morning slowdowns that we normally see around the 143 and inbound past Mount Meigs on 85 southbound. Taylor Road is very busy, as well as the Northeast Boulevard, our two heaviest places as far as traffic right now. Seeing a lot of action on 231 out of Wetumpka and 31 out of Prattville, too, at this hour. No accidents to pass along to you. Please buckle up and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. The 2020s are here at Reinhardt Toyota, and the selection is fantastic. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Well, I see a familiar name first up on the $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question. A big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
Hello.
Hey, man.
I have you on speakerphone. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Fine.
Excellent. And a good link. I still have an Oscar hangover from watching that crazy thing last night. Oh, boy. But the answer to the question, who owned the carriage that was used in The Wizard of Oz? That was none other than Abraham Lincoln.
Absolutely. You got it.
Yep.
So how are you doing, man?
Well, I'm in recovery. I was in the hospital for 8 days. Had a bad infection in my foot. I had to take my right big toe, but
I didn't hear about this.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't hear about it either until he posted on Facebook about 2 days ago or so. I don't know how long. It was just, last week you posted, hey, I'm out of the hospital. I thought, when did you tell us you were in the hospital?
I was really sick. I've never been in the hospital since I was 6 years old. With a tonsillitis, so this was a huge thing for me. But I went into the emergency room. My foot was hurting horribly, and let that be a lesson to everybody. If you've got pain, go into the hospital. Several doctors said, "Hey, if you'd waited a couple more days, you might have died." It was that bad.
Yeah. So I'm making an official request. If you are related to one of our regular callers and they end up in the hospital, please let us know.
Well, Mrs. Sesky was busy trying to take care of me.
I understand, but we care. We would like to know.
I appreciate that. But I listened to you. Hey, I had the app on my iPad, so I'll be listening to the show, both the morning and the afternoon shows, and Dan and Joey. So that's part of what helped keep me going during this crazy time.
Well, it's great to hear your voice. You sound marvelous.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I've got an IV in one arm and a wound back on the foot, and everything's healing. Everything's going along the way it should be, so I should be up and around and doing Master Thespian-y things before too long. But
hang on. Jay's going to get your gift certificate for you. Wow. William B.
Yeah, I just missed it again. Man, I tell you what, I got to quit doing this. I'm getting too old. I can't dial like I used to.
Most of our winners are very young, nimble people who can dial a phone fast. That's a bunch of crap, but hey, what? So how are Faith and Hope?
They're fine, just spoiled as ever. How's all the Poochies down there, Bailey and
Bailey's doing great.
Frisco and Hershey, all of them doing okay?
Yeah. And Bailey looks amazing.
Yeah, and energetic and hungry all the time.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
William B., thanks for the call, buddy. Really, if somebody had told you on Christmas Day that she would look so great.
Yeah, people who saw my dog on Christmas Day... friend said he didn't think he'd ever see her again.
Yeah, so, and she just looks like better than ever.
We're 1 month into what they, predicted could be a 2 month window, and who knows? Well, she's going to defy the odds, I think.
Not only think that, I think the power of prayer. Man, I don't know.
There were people stopping me in the store and saying that I don't even know. I've never met these people, and said, "I'm praying for your dog."
Yeah.
So I'm praying for Bailey. How's Bailey doing? You know, that's just amazing.
It is 7:41.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Just posted a radar loop here on Facebook and about to do it on Twitter, too. A big rain shield that's covering much of north and west Alabama and now closing in on central Alabama. So this is the start, folks, of this pattern, which is going to be with us for the week ahead. A warmer day today with a high temperature in the lower 70s. Risk of showers coming in. As a matter of fact, they're getting closer. Showers and storms are likely tonight. Locally heavy rainfall. Periods of rain and storms tomorrow. Mid-70s tomorrow, upper 70s Wednesday, with the risk of showers and thunderstorms daytime, and showers and thunderstorms Wednesday night into Thursday. It could be another one, just like last week, another one of those Wednesday night, all-night severe weather events. And I'm not looking forward to that at all, with the threat of severe thunderstorms, damaging winds, and possible tornadoes. Then that continues through Thursday morning. The temperatures start to fall Thursday afternoon with the rain still, and then rain ends, and then Friday's breezy and colder. So if that sounds familiar, that's exactly what happened last week, and we're going to do it all over again. And significant rainfall totals, too. Right now, east winds at 8 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, 54 degrees at 743.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
All right, we have animal stories coming up a little bit later. I'm not sure we're going to do True the Baloney or we're going to do a not the pop quiz. Conundrum.
Okay, well,
so we are going to do a conundrum and not a truth or baloney? Is that what you're saying?
Well,
what's the topic?
Celebrity middle names.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I know any celebrity middle name.
I don't know.
It's not
unless it's John Blank Booth.
Yeah, no,
it's not.
Whenever there's, you know, important killers like what John.
Yeah, they get the three name.
If it's an assassination, it is three names.
Yeah, right. Chapman was one of them. Yeah. And Hinckley was another one. And
John David Hinckley, right? Yeah. All right, it is 7:43 before we get to local news.
The Kennedy Oswald.
Oh, hey, I want to tell you about Millbrook Family Chiropractic. They're open today for you, and they can help you out today as well. All you got to do is make an appointment. That's the first step. I mean, they can't do that for you. They can do almost everything else for you, but they can't set you up the appointment. They can't do that for you. That's something you have to do. You want to take the step to feeling better? You want to take the step to getting off the constant painkillers that you have to take just to function on an everyday level? They can do that, but you have to make that first step. And one of the first steps you can make is going to their website, millbrookchiropractor.com. It's going to give you all the information you need, like their phone number, 285-8483. Going to give you their location, Millbrook, but it'll be a lot more exact. And it's going to give you their hours of operation, plus their new patient forms that you can fill out online, print them out, and then bring them in if you want to do it that way. Or you can just make the appointment, go by there and fill them out there at the location. But the first step has to come from you. You have to make that appointment. Go to millbrookchiropractor.com and make an appointment to see Dr. Jeff Pasley and the team at Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Animal Stories next. It is 7:45.
Are you struggling to find that perfect Valentine's Day gift? Well, try the gas station by your house 5 minutes before Valentine's dinner. We've got fake flowers, packs of gum, and maybe an oil funnel? You never know when you're going to need one of those, right? Or how about an all-purpose car charger that won't work in a week? Nothing says I love you like a gas card. Make it seem romantic with a saying like, your love fuels the engine of my life or something. You know, never mind. Don't take that. I'm going to use it. You could just take a big fountain drink and tell her that her love quenches your thirst. Yeah, that'll work. Take that one. Show her you don't care at all by going to the gas station by your house 5 minutes before Valentine's dinner. You laugh now, but we've all done it before, and we'll do it again.
From Alabama. Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. A man is in police custody after Montgomery police say he shot at officers Saturday night. The suspect then barricaded himself in a Montgomery motel room on Air Base Boulevard. The man was taken into custody around 3 Sunday morning. No injuries were reported. A man has been arrested in connection to Selma's first homicide of the year. Terry Webster turned himself into authorities in Selma over the weekend. The shooting happened in the 1900 block of Keller Avenue around 1:30 Friday afternoon. And Montgomery fire officials are investigating the first fire fatality of the year. Fire crews were called to a home in the 4000 block of Ardmore Drive Saturday. Officials say a 67-year-old man died in the fire. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Mr. Sandman. Hey, this is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I know February has President's Day and Valentine's Day and probably some other great reasons to have a sale, but it's also my anniversary month, so we're having our month-long anniversary sale. No, not my store's anniversary. More important, my wedding anniversary, 45 years. To celebrate this amazing occasion, Mr. Sandman is discounting hundreds of beds and mattresses, Serta's, Beauty Vest, Jameson, Diamond, and others must be liquidated to make room for new models. Fresh stock and floor samples are available at tremendous discounts off our regular sale prices. Wood and iron beds are on sale, many are well below original wholesale prices. We have a large inventory of adjustable bases on sale and in stock. Please visit us on the Atlanta Highway, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Another big deal, the Lehigh's Class of 70 is having their 50th reunion in May. Check with us on Facebook or call me at Mr. Sandman if you have not been contacted or if you know someone we need to contact. I know you'll regret it if you miss it.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba. On News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It is time for today's edition of Animal Stories. Real beasts from the wild kingdom. Wolfman? Well, at least that
perfect.
Right,
yes. There you go.
Thank you very much, everybody. All right, starting in the Oro Valley, Arizona. Ever been there?
No.
I've
been to the double stuff Oro Valley.
Arizona police honored a retiring canine named Bruno, given an ice cream sandwich as a dispatcher, announced a thank you for 7 years of service. To the department. Credited for seizing over $1 million in drugs.
Here you go, buddy.
Temporary unit standby for a special transmission. This transmission is for Canine Bruno. He has just finished his last shift on duty and is now headed for retirement. Thank you for your 7 years of service. Thank you for all your hard work and for making sure your handler got home safe every night. After helping the thieves close to $1 million in narcotics, you deserve some much-earned belly rubs. You can now chase rabbits instead of bad guys. Office of the department will miss you. Enjoy your retirement, Victor 156-2. Have a good night. Bye, Bruno.
Good job, buddy.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay, we played a little bit of this earlier, and the video will be on my Facebook page. A dog trying to tell the owner, I want water in my bowl, standing in it, in his dry bowl with his feet in and making quite the fuss.
Get out of your water dish. I see that it's empty. I will refill it. Get out of your water dish. You've made your point. All right. Tell everybody how neglected you are. So neglected, I know. Now I have to wash it because your dirty feet were in it. You have a water dish upstairs that you can also use. I know. Somebody call the dog warden. Let him know. Zeus went about 5 minutes without fresh water.
And finally this morning, a water skiing squirrel named Twiggy performed in Toronto last March.
Squirrel.
Fully against the laws of Canada.
Go Twiggy, go Twiggy. Oh my gosh, is this the cutest thing?
People decided years ago in the city government, and I think with the support of the population, that we weren't going to allow animals like squirrels to be taken in by people. They're wild animals, and they live, thank goodness, we have healthy animal population in the city. A bylaw was passed saying you can't keep a gray squirrel as a pet. Then when a gray squirrel is kept in captivity and used for a water skiing show, that is not in compliance with the law. People mock it and say it seems like a silly allocation of time of city workers or whatever, but the law is the law.
Yeah, we just can't be overlooking the law, can we now there, Canuck? It's 753.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the court.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
It's the annual Shut Up Awards.
Featuring celebrities standing over a trapdoor, triggered by long rambling or social commentary during an acceptance speech. Like Brad Pitt.
They told me I only have 45 seconds up here, which is 45 seconds more than...
Shut your pie hole!
Joaquin Phoenix.
I've been thinking a lot about some of the distressing...
Why don't you shut up?
And Renee Zellweger.
Yeah,
Shut up.
And featuring the Shut Up Choir.
Shut it up! I don't want to hear it.
The annual Shut Up Awards. You know, we've been having these awards now for some time, and I've been...
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up!
I was just looking at the thread I started last night. I did not watch the awards. I just put a post up and said I'm rooting for 1917, which won. Mm-hmm. The three cinematography, editing,
and
sound that it really deserved. Mm-hmm. I think it should have gotten Best Director and Best Picture, but I will reserve judgment until I see Parasite.
Well, we'll never hear that then.
Yeah.
You have a low opinion of my...
You're not going to watch a movie with subtitles.
Well, I watch some shows with closed captioning just to make sure, because I don't like to turn the volume up too much.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm usually awake.
Maybe you'd be okay with subtitles then.
I could try.
Thing is, if you look away or, you miss so much. You got to always be thinking and reading, you know?
Well, fortunately, the subtitle or the captioning is on the same screen as the show I'm watching.
Right.
Now, this would have been the perfect Renee Zellweger speech.
For performance by an actress in a leading role. Renee Zellweger.
I am so grateful. Thank you so much, everybody. Good night.
That would be wonderful. Now, instead, it was like... Three minutes of
stammering.
Oh, my God.
Trying to make a point about some important Hollywood issue. 7:57, we have traffic, and then Fox News, and then we're back for the exciting 8 to 9 hour, including today's...
Exciting 8 to 9.
Does it sound like I'm reaching? I am.
Well, we do have a giveaway.
Yeah.
Got something to give away. I don't know how we're going to do it yet.
I don't either.
Okay.
I only work here.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic busy everywhere now. We're seeing slowdowns on I-65 southbound at the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook, I-85 southbound at Mount Meigs. Taylor Road, very congested, as well as the East South Boulevard, Northeast Boulevard, and especially Atlanta Highway at Federal to Madison Avenue into downtown. No accidents passed along to us to pass along to you at this time. Everybody seems to be motoring smoothly this morning. Please use caution, buckle up, and drive carefully. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings from 6 until 7